Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the Nerd Watch Podcast. I, of course, am G Money. Welcome to those that are listening on the podcast, watching on Akaku, watching on YouTube. We are here. I am the Nerd Watch. No, I'm just kidding. We are the Nerd Watch. I am G Money. And we are here in December. It is the holiday season. The Christmas season is here. And boy, oh boy, what a week it has been for us so far. Now, it's been a long time coming. We've got a lot to catch up on this week, which you do not want to miss. First off, let me introduce my colleagues. To my right, of course, you see the empty chair, or if you're watching, you see the empty chair. There is an empty chair. It is Ghost Gannon. He is not here.
He had to go get some soup.
Right. So,
hope this works out better than Ghost Dad.
Yeah. sitting next to Ghost Gannon, to his right.
I wonder what
right,
Bill Cosby's up to nowadays.
To his right is a very talented artist, comic book artist extraordinaire, the author of Kukui Project and Disco Thunder Groovebone. And right now he is drawing a commission for a... for a friend of his. It is the one and only Todd Bernardi. Todd, how are you doing, sir?
Fantastic. Thanks for having me. I love being here.
Man, I love you being here as well. To his right is the gaming guru himself. It is Format. He is in the house as well. And he's, of course, in tow with a brand new phone, which is exciting for him. And for all of us.
Actually. I can now play Pokemon Go at, like, normal speed.
Nice. And then, of course, to his right
shiny.
Is the comic book chairman of the board. It is Alika, the man who owns and curates and puts together all the things that happen here at 333 Dairy Road in Kahului. It is Maui Comics and Collectibles. Alika in the house as well. Behind the camera is our two roadies. One roadie and then one comic book henchman is behind the camera as well tonight.
Does a henchman rank above a roadie?
I think so, right? I would think so.
So henchman does all the fighting.
Correct.
The roadie's just carrying gear.
Right, he's just carrying gear. So the roadie is here in town. Maybe we'll call him the roadie. I mean, I guess we can skip the fluffer.
And that wasn't G-rated enough.
That was not enough, right. So the roadie's good. I think the roadie will stick.
Roadie.
Now
the
we got
fluffer
a
is such a cute nickname.
It is. It's very cute.
It's not as cute as you'd think.
Coming up tonight, we've got a lot to talk about. We've got some trailers to talk about. We've got to talk about people that have seen Moana on this panel now after this week. We also have to talk about I've been playing Final Fantasy 15. I want to give you guys an update on that as well. But before we get into that, I do want to get into this. You guys can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/TheNerdWatch. You guys can follow us on YouTube at NerdWatch Nation and or subscribe to us on YouTube at NerdWatch Nation. And please, by all means, if you'd like to get some really cool rewards, help us at Patreon.com. It's patreon.com/TheNerdWatch. It's P-A-T-R-E-O-N, patreon.com/TheNerdWatch. Win cool, some cool rewards courtesy of the NerdWatch. We need your help to make this thing grow. Better equipment from video to audio, and if you love the
better
show,
cast members.
Support it. You know, I mean, I hate to sound like I'm
we're
honking,
hire
but
some real talent.
You know, a buck or two a month would be fantastic. Go to Patreon for more information, and of course, you can download our podcast right now. Just download our podcast. It's really simple. Just search out the Nerd Watch on iTunes or on your favorite podcast aggregate. Just type in NerdWatch because, once again, just to let you know, if you don't know, we've moved RSS feeds, and if we're not updating, all you got to simply do is go to NerdWatch and in the search bar and look at our brand new and subscribe to our brand new RSS feed. Anyway,
you really Mark Maron'd that intro.
Yes, I did. Before we get started, though. Tom
I understand
has,
what that.
It was long and descriptive.
Yes, it was.
And
was
there,
very long.
There was nothing funny about it.
Absolutely nothing. Very good.
I don't know what I said was pretty funny.
That's true. No, well, there was, but it, I mean, right. Greg didn't have anything to do with it. Really.
Right.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't.
That's true.
Before we get started, before we get into our regular show, Todd Bernardi has an announcement to make. So I thought
Are you
I would.
Yeah,
I was thinking the same.
Yeah.
Oh damn!
No, it's not. No,
time
I,
with that guy.
You know, I thought I was, but I got my period today, so I'm.
Will you stop it? God, dang it!
Yeah.
Anyway, you disgust me.
It's true.
So Todd Bernardi, you and I ran into each other a few nights ago.
So now you're both pregnant,
and now right. Exactly.
What do you call a three-humped camel?
Todd has a special announcement for the Nerd Watch and for those listening and watching. So, Todd, I give
you're
you the floor
leaving the show.
For
wow.
for the next few minutes. Go ahead, sir.
I'm going to the mainland for a couple of months to do some traveling.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Oh. Todd Bernardi is saying aloha to the Nerd Watch for the next couple
Woo!
Of months.
So that's a heads up to our usual stand-ins, Lindsay.
Yeah. You guys have been put on notice.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys get to come in.
That'd
be awesome.
I'm going to...
this is like a dream come true. Yeah. I don't know how to take this news. It's like, where's the confetti?
I'm going to come back early for...
Well, when is this happening? Because, you know, Christmas is right yeah. around the corner.
I leave tomorrow.
Isn't this
oh,
your
really?
This is his last
Christmas
show.
Came early.
This yeah. is Todd's last show for the next 2 months.
Merry Christmas, Alika.
Wow.
My gift to you is I'm not going to be here.
Thank you.
Can
yeah.
you can
That's
you...
too generous.
I know.
Could you inform us as to why you're taking off for the next couple
months? I'm going to go visit family, and then we're doing... Albuquerque Comic Con in January. So I've got, I'm going to Portland. I'll be in Portland for the next week, visiting friends. And,
you're going to be visiting some of them blue states, huh?
And then I'm
what little of them are
yeah,
left.
Yeah, right. It's true. No, I mean, I'm going to Colorado.
Well, he
too.
Wants to catch up with George Perez because he's
no,
not going to any red states.
That's right.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, so you're just doing you're doing like a contour kind of
yeah
of the contour. Anyway,
that's survey humor
and also survey humor. Very good. I need to pick up on that. But also you're going and visiting family with the family.
Yeah,
is that right?
Yeah,
great.
Somebody asked me once like recently, like, oh, is your family coming? Over, and I was like, and I thought that they meant that, like, if my parents were going to come visit, and I was like, no, I'm gonna go visit them on
cool.
the mainland. And they were actually talking about my wife and daughter. I was like, oh, yeah, no, they're gonna be over in a minute.
So
I was like, oh, yeah, I do have a family
because your mom was here a year ago now, I think.
Yeah, she's probably never coming back to the comic book store.
Sorry, Todd,
it's all right, it's okay. Alika's.
She was a good sport.
You lost a customer for life.
Mommy's not going to buy her comics anymore, Todd.
Yeah.
You know what? It's worth it to make you work for it. I believe in you, and I think you can earn it.
Well, I tell you what. I'm actually.
On Amazon from now on.
I am personally a little disheartened by the news. I'm going to miss you for two months, sir.
I should be back at the end of January.
It'll be sad that you're gone. you will miss the Star Wars Rogue One premiere as well, which
yeah.
is a bummer.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to actually waiting in line to see it now.
Well, you know, when you're with the Nerd Watch,
I know.
You're with
doors
Rossi.
Open up.
Doors open up, baby. Not anymore. So
it's like I'm gonna be on the mainland thinking, man, I used to be somebody.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you know, you have no idea how many times I've name dropped the Nerd Watch.
Yeah,
and gotten me. A long quizzical look.
Very good. So, Todd, definitely will be missed. So let's make the most out of your last show for the next 2 months.
Yeah.
Or is this another Todd show?
No, it's not. that's good, though.
You're going to miss me.
Yeah. I do want to mention this as well, since Todd's leaving. We got to get into some trailers. We got to get into some...
And there is one reason that I'm glad Todd's here on this show is because I'm hoping we'll have time to go over Dirk Gently.
No, we will. That's going to be towards the end of this TV.
But I haven't seen it.
No, but I want to ask you about the comics anyways.
I
don't care about your actual opinion.
Oh, jeez.
I didn't read them yet.
I'm sure you know more about the Douglas Adams stuff than I do.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I tell you what. You know what I just noticed for the last few minutes? And
we had the dehumidifier.
We had the dehumidifier.
I'm sure that sounded great.
Yeah, yeah.
To the
great
listeners.
Yeah.
It sounds so much clearer.
Oh, it sounds so much better now.
I'm
So we're starting over, right?
yeah. Welcome No, we're not going there. We're fine. So before we get into anything else, first thing is first, we got to take care of our good friends here at Maui Comics and Collectibles at 333 Dairy Road in Kahului. Of course, it is New Comic Book Wednesday every single Wednesday. And of course, if you haven't missed it yet, 20% off Tuesdays.
Actually, until the end of the year, all new scannable stock is 20% off toys.
To the end
comics,
of the year?
Graphic novel, yep.
Every day?
Every day.
Wow.
And 10% off everything else, the back stock.
Santa, ladies and gentlemen, this year is Japanese. Wow.
Santa Claus.
Santa Claus. That is awesome. Fantastic.
Who?
Santa Seki.
That would be an incredible Santa race Seki. Exploitation movie. Yeah, Japsploitation.
Yeah. So that's very cool news, and of course the 25-cent pins are till the end of the year as well.
Yeah. All the dollar bins, 25 cents, and we still got the grab bags going.
Oh, fantastic.
People keep winning stuff, though.
You're trying to thwart everybody. Oh,
yeah,
no,
I'm like, when they win, I'm all upset. I'm like, oh, you mother. Congratulations.
Congratulations. Begrudgingly giving out your stock. So what's coming out this week in new comics, sir?
Well, we've got all new Wolverine. Number 15, Aquaman, number 12. Those are on different publishers.
Okay.
Avengers, number 2. It's like going back and forth. I don't want people to get confused. Like, this isn't all Marvel or this is mixed up Marvel and DC.
Got it.
All right. Batman, number 12. Champions, number 3. That's the Marvel title with Totally Awesome. All the young, new Marvel Now characters.
Sweet.
Clone Conspiracy, number 3 of 5. That's a continuation of the Spider-Man story. I haven't been reading it, so... Not sure who they cloned.
Clones worked so good for them in the 90s.
Right?
Wasn't it Uncle Ben?
I can't wait till this culminates in Brand New Day Part 3. The fans are going to love it. Actually, Renew Your Vows is kind of like the continuation of Brand New Day, because that's what Renew Your Vows is a play on.
Oh, okay.
Is because they annulled the history of the marriage.
Okay.
No, okay, never mind.
Yeah.
I was waiting for Todd to
Greg's
catch that thread,
man.
And go with
Greg's
me, but
with
I forgot he hated Marvel.
I didn't. I mean, it was because for like during the Clone Wars, Peter Parker's clone was actually thought he was Peter Parker, so he was sleeping with Mary Jane as husband and wife.
So maybe it's better that they annulled the marriage?
Yeah. So
I think
he
was doing him a solid.
Yeah.
Like secretly Peter Parker was like, yeah.
That's awesome.
I think that
get to check out that Spider-Gwen shit.
That's pretty awesome.
I think that he was doing her a liquid.
You're an idiot.
He kind of is.
Cyborg, and you guys thought it was funny.
Somebody who's not an idiot is Cyborg.
Oh, Cyborg, number 6, okay.
The Cyborg genius.
He's cool.
Dead Man, Dark Mansion of Forbidden Love, number 2 of 3.
Ooh.
That's a cool, freaky little title from DC.
Also going to renew his vows.
Deadpool, number 23.
Dark Mansion of Love.
Death of Hawkman, number 3 of 6.
You know what's funny? Speaking of Deadpool,
can't believe
did everybody see that article that's been going around? I've been tagged in a few times about Rob Liefeld's horrible...
Oh, come on.
It was like, everybody was... this story about how...
Only funny thing about that article is the picture they use for the first picture, which is the Captain America Reborn cover.
With the huge
but then they juxtapose it next to
Chris Evans.
Yeah.
It was great. Anyway, it's on Facebook. You guys can check it out. It's been.
I wonder if you'd punch one of us in the face if he was here right now.
I know, right?
No,
you, because you brought it up.
Because I brought it up, right?
Yeah. He's pretty happy right now. He made
He's killing it.
Evangeline at Paramount.
Oh, cool.
So oh, really? Evangeline got picked up?
Yeah.
Damn.
He just sold the rights to that guy.
Crazy.
That book.
That guy.
And then all that money from Mobile Warfare. Oh, yeah.
Well, Bloodstrike is next.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. Green Arrow, number 12.
Cool.
Julian.
Green Lanterns, number 12. Harley Quinn, number 9. Justice League, number 10. Those were all DC books.
Cool.
Moon Knight, number 9, which is definitely a Marvel book. Motor Crush, number 1. It's an independent book that people are pretty stoked to see pretty soon.
Is that Image or IDW? Or?
No, I don't know who's publishing it, but it's she's the writer from the Batgirl run, where she was Batgirl of Burnside, hipster Batgirl.
Is it Gail Simone?
Maybe.
Sure. Why not?
If it was Gail Simone, she actually shared one of the pictures from the Maui Comic Con where Rachina Robbins was holding one of Wonder Woman. Yeah, one of
nice
Michelle Payton's granddaughter. That's who it was.
Oh, sweet. Was I in it?
No.
Oh, damn. Anyway, sorry. Moving on.
Nightwing number 10, which is DC.
Cool.
Another independent, Norman the First Slash number 1. That's been a popular one. Nova number 1. That's Marvel.
Nova Corps.
I think, is it Richard Rider finally again, or is it still Alex? Whatever. Predator versus Judge Dredd versus Aliens, written by our good friend John Layman. Shade the Changing Girl number 3. Skyborn number 2. That's the Frank Cho book.
Right.
Slapstick number 1. That's the Marvel character, that cartoony dude.
Oh, never seen him.
He had a couple of one-shots in the 90s and then disappeared, but they've been bringing him back lately.
Interesting.
Star Wars Dr. Aphra number 1. Star Wars Poe Dameron number 5. Superman number 12. Unworthy Thor 2 of 5.
Oh, that's Swan's favorite.
Swan loves Thor.
He agrees that he's unworthy. The Walking Dead number 161.
Why, Swan? Because he doesn't look like you. Is that what it is?
You need a Hawaiian kidding. Thor.
Yeah, right. Who knew?
It's called Maui.
Who knew?
Oh yeah.
It's Honu.
That's good. That's good.
And finally, Wonder Woman 77 and the Bionic Woman, number 1 of 6.
That is cool. Bionic Woman. Are they
as you flip the pages, does it go na-na-na-na-na-na?
Are they drawing, is the caricature Lindsay Wagner?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
It's meant, you know, like these crossover issues.
Like the toys.
Like right. DC also does Batman 66. There was Green Hornet crossover with Batman 66. I mean, these books are really kind of incredible because the art is so good and photorealistic, and they really get the characters right. So if you grew up watching these shows, you can really, from reading the comic, just imagine that being a whole TV show that never got created, you know?
Sweet. That's awesome.
That's a great way to revisit. They've done it with a lot of stuff. Like Star Trek had the City of Eternity or something like that. The last episode.
Yeah, City on the Edge of... something in City of Eternity. It was like... Yeah, I think it was a sequel to City on the Edge of Forever.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
It was an episode that never got filmed.
Filmed, right.
But they took the script and did a graphic novel.
Well,
Ty Templeton did the artwork for Batman 66 versus the Green Hornet, and it's really great. And then they got Alex Ross to do the covers.
Yeah,
and
so the covers are incredible.
The covers for that were incredible. And Ty Templeton is a really good. He's a versatile comic book artist.
Sure,
and he's got a bunch of different types of styles. So like sometimes he can do cartoony stuff. Sometimes he doesn't have to be so cartoony.
Right,
and he captured everything. The actor's likeness is pretty well in that series. So hopefully they got an artist of that caliber for the Bionic Woman.
Well, the Wonder Woman 77 series has been really good so far.
Yeah. Oh, and the guy that played Steve Rogers on that show just passed away.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You mean Lionel Wagner?
Yeah.
You mean Steve Trevor.
You mean
right?
Steve Trevor.
I mean Steve Trevor, yeah.
Yeah, you mean that guy, Lionel Wagner.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who did you say?
Lionel Wagner.
Steve Rogers.
Oh. Steve Rogers is Captain America.
Yeah, okay.
Right. So Steve Rogers or Steve Austin? Or did you mean Steve Trevor? Which one did you mean?
I meant Steve Austin. No, Steve Trevor. No, Steve Rogers.
Steve.
No, Steve. I know there's a Steve in there.
Okay, good. It's a Steve.
It's a Steve.
I didn't know that Lionel Wagner passed away.
It's a Steve with only 2 E's, not 3 E's.
Lionel Wagner actually tested out for the Batman, the original Batman against Adam West.
Yeah.
Yep. He did.
Well, it's a good thing he lost.
That picture was actually pretty cool. The suit that they had was like that he was testing in that. It looked like it was from like one of the original.
The 40s pulp.
40s pulp
shorts.
Like, yeah.
No, it was great. Well, it looked a lot like the cereal from the 1930s.
And you know what? I saw
with milk.
I saw a picture of that. You know, from the 1930s, the Batman suit.
Yeah.
If I was a kid growing up in the 1930s and I saw that, I mean, that is awesome today still. You know what I mean?
No, it is. I've actually watched those serials. I haven't seen the whole serial itself, but it was pretty cool. I mean, for what it was. I mean, I really like those old serials though. So that's just me. So
like Flash Gordon and stuff like that.
Yeah. In the morning.
No, good. I'm glad you did.
I add milk.
Well,
I like it better when my Batman serials come with marshmallows.
Oh, do you? Good for you.
No, I've actually got a book. I've got a this awesome
he's
one
got
of
a book.
No, I've,
hooray, everyone! Todd's got a book.
I was obsessed with this book, and it was the old. I used to watch the Batman serials when I was younger, like 5, 6. You know?
Sure.
And my dad would rent it for me on VHS and let me watch them.
No wonder why you're so pretentious.
What's VHS?
Right. It's kind of like a Blu-ray, but not quite.
I was like, hey, son, do you want to watch the Batman cartoon, of which there are several and different kinds? And you're like, give me the black and white 1930s. Batman with the vaudeville piano playing
that
over, please.
Awesome.
Could I please have that Batman?
That is awesome.
And now I found them on DVD when I was in college. I still have the DVD too. And but I got the book that was the novelization of these old series.
Is it right next to your bassoon case?
Yeah.
And
right next to my mustache wax. No, it's in storage. Sorry. To disappoint
you. Get it from your banjo teacher.
Yeah.
So you really you enjoyed them though.
I enjoyed them, and then I but the second one that happened during
do they still hold up?
The second one that happened during World War II had a white guy playing the villain, dressed to look like a Japanese dude.
Mm-hmm.
Now
sounds
I gotta watch
and,
this.
Sounds about right.
And it was he's like an evil scientist.
Oh,
was,
Batman, me so sorry.
Yeah. Pretty much.
No time for love, Batman.
That's hilarious.
And then there is the Max Fleischer Superman cartoons.
Oh,
also
God. Those are
those
like,
fantastic.
Those hold up late.
Those,
whoa, there's nothing that's that good right now.
Nothing.
No,
nothing.
Batman the Animated Series came close, but I mean, yeah. You can see where the style is heavily
those Fleischer cartoons Superman. Are incredible.
They're incredible.
But the yep. one there's one called the Japo Tours.
I remember the Japo Tours, yeah.
And that one, so... You can see how there were some they're being used for propaganda back during World War II.
Well, yeah, in his defense, I will say that we have to remember in World War II that this was a very different time. Number one, and number two, these guys.
I love how the right wing people.
No,
it's
no,
coded
no, no.
language when you say it was a different time. It's like
no.
Okay, to be racist towards these people
these
at this time.
Let's put it this way:
that's really what you mean.
The Japanese in that era were very much they were
all of them.
They were in. Well,
every single one of them.
Stop it. And the ones that were in World War II at the time.
Especially the
ones
that were to round them up and put them
No.
Especially the ones that were born in America.
Think about it. These guys were a version of ISIS back then. These guys were. You guys got to remember the Bataan Death
March.
Sneaky. You guys got to remember that these guys were vicious. You got to remember some of these things. That's all. Just history.
Sneaky.
Just history. That's all.
Yeah.
I don't
but now
turn
they're
into,
not like that anymore, right?
I don't want to turn. Of course not.
Yeah.
No. That's Asians changed. Are like ninjas.
That's right. That's what happened.
You can't see
like Asians.
Like how you're doing this. Anyway, I'm not making a point. I'm just saying it was a different time.
I can't help talking like you because you've repeated the talking points so many times that I just start repeating them. Isn't that how it works anyway with you guys?
It does not.
I'm one of you.
Yeah, you are.
One of us.
You've been indoctrinated.
Yeah. Anyway, you can check out all these comics at 333 Dairy Road in Kahului. It
some
is Maui Comics and Collectibles. You definitely want to come check it out. Get your Christmas list filled out right here for all of the nerds in your life at Maui Comics and Collectibles if you live on the island of Maui.
Kukui Project is definitely not racist.
It's dope. Yes, it is.
It's kind of racist.
You think Zootopia is racist, though.
Zootopia is racist.
All right, listen, since we're talking about Zootopia.
I went in there thinking it wasn't, and then...
It was.
My eyes are open.
It is. Well, since we're here, I don't want to spend too much time on it because we talked about it last week, but the majority of you got a chance to catch up with Moana, yes?
Moana, yeah.
Before Matt saw it, and this guy still hasn't.
I haven't seen it.
Okay, well, maybe we'll wait until you see it. I don't know if Gannon saw it yet.
Yeah, ask Ghost Gannon.
Yeah, did he see it, Ghost Gannon? No. Okay. Well, we'll save it for next time. I do want to get your impressions.
Just floating there.
I do want to get everybody's impressions on Moana. All I know is this, and I will mention this. Just know that the only one that's actually Hawaiian in the movie Maui is the only representation of the Hawaiian guy is a thief.
That's
Maui's a thief?
Yes.
Spoiler.
He's a thief. So, hey, that's what you guys got kicked off of the Marquesas Islands, right? And
wow.
Found Hawaii? It's crazy, right?
It's like, chee-hoo, I just got out of Halava.
Isn't that crazy? just saying.
I'm going right back.
Just saying.
Wait, so when Maui is a thief in the movie?
Yes. Because Maui
stole the heart
of Te Fiti.
He stole
the heart of Te Fiti.
for humans.
He's. It doesn't matter. He's a thief. He stole the heart.
See, I love him. God, I wish
there is no middle ground.
That's right.
What is a good derogatory term for a right wing nutbag? That's shorter than right wing nutbag.
I like rattling you guys up. It's my favorite thing to do. It's like one of my favorite things to do. Anyway, listen.
Wait. Well, so how do you feel about a certain god that? In the Western tradition, that stole fire from the gods for mortals.
Listen, then again,
Prometheus, that dirtbag.
Yeah,
all I'm saying is our first representation of an actual Hawaiian or Hawaiian in Moana is a thief, and I thought that was a little bit. Oh, that kind of felt like
I don't know.
So
Lilo was cute.
It's like, eh, Lilo was cute. It's true. It's true. But anyway.
I thought Stitch was the Hawaiian one in that movie.
Right. Right.
Wow,
you're right.
Now who's racist?
Anyway, well, once you guys all see it, we'll talk about it again. But don't want to waste too much time on it because we're already late into this podcast, if you can believe it.
I don't believe it.
So let's get right to it, shall we? First off, trailers was essentially what we were posting and the news of the day for the last few days. Number one, one of the bigger trailers is Tom Cruise's latest film. I don't know if you all had a chance to see it.
That guy's won me back in a single trailer. How did he do that?
He's
incredible.
It's called The Mummy. I have to tell you, I didn't see a lot of story in it, and I wasn't blown away by it.
I was.
Were you really?
Damn.
Really?
They're rebooting it. Tom Cruise is staying alive for another mm-hmm. movie.
I thought he was the mummy.
That's
he's
what
so
I said.
Well preserved.
He is very well preserved.
he's like, what, 55?
Well, they removed part of his brain and embalmed him with some sort of fluid.
If you haven't seen it, it's on the Nerdwatch Facebook page right now. What I did find fascinating.
I think Scientologists practiced mummification.
Didn't he quit?
By the way, he hasn't quit yet. By the way, I've been watching that Leia Remini series on Scientology.
Oh, really?
It's only been one episode, but it's hot like fire. It's good.
Where do you watch it on?
Annie.
Annie.
It's on Annie.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
what is
it
called?
It's called
Leia Remini story of how these guys
Scientology
are crazy.
And the Scientology and the Aftermath. Leia Remini.
Okay.
Scientology. It's good. Right, you see it.
Is it on demand?
If you want a better version of that, you should watch the South Park episode.
Which is fantastic. That's good too.
They completely
that's
all
good
of
too.
It.
They do. It's pretty cool. But anyway, Tom Cruise, if you haven't seen the trailer for The Mummy, it's coming out summer of 2017. It looks like from what I understand and from what I was reading, Universal is rebooting the Universal Monster series.
Yeah. But Dracula
Untold is not part of it. Unfortunately, Dracula Untold, if no one has ever seen it, it's a very cool movie.
It is.
I was surprised at how good that movie was.
So this mummy is old Universal mummy?
Correct, sir.
It's not the Brendan Fraser.
So wait, sir. Does that mean I, Frankenstein is part of this whole thing?
I doubt it. I think what they're doing is this
they're
is
like
it's starting from the mummy on.
Right. This is
we're gonna get a Wolfman and
this is gonna sound super silly.
Okay, cool.
And I think
And then at the end it's gonna be like phase one of Marvel and
right.
we're gonna get Monster Squad.
Correct. Which would be
and Wolfman's
awesome.
Gonna get kicked in the nards,
which
again.
Is called Hotel Transylvania.
It would be. I bet you anything. It's gonna end up.
Adam Sandler's gonna make a comeback, baby.
They're gonna do.
Tom Cruise.
They're gonna do a series, just like they're gonna do the Marvel thing, and then we're gonna just have a team up of
they're
all of
phase
them.
One hit Monster Squad.
Everybody's gonna be in it together, and it's gonna be kind of cool. So that means let's look at.
And then the Ghostbusters are gonna show up, and they're gonna be like, "Why are we here? Yeah. These aren't ghosts."
That's right.
But it's gonna be the old.
That would mean that that would mean that if we're looking at the old, which are my favorite monster movies, that would mean that we get the Mummy, we get Dracula. We get the Wolfman,
the creature,
creature from the Black mm-hmm. Lagoon, and we get the Invisible Man. Are there any ones that I'm missing? The Bride of Frankenstein, maybe?
She's like a side character.
Yeah,
that's a great movie, by the way. I love the Bride of Frankenstein.
Yeah, you gotta get someone who creates their own universe.
Sure.
So who else?
I think those are the five big
Lobster
ones.
Lobster Boy.
Lobster mustache. But it's very cool.
Are we gonna get a young Frankenstein?
I hope not. Please do not reboot young Frankenstein. It's perfect the way it is.
That would be so disrespectful.
It would be. It's perfect the way it is. But it's very smart for Universal to
reanimate Gene Wilder for that role.
Stop it! You're horrible.
It's gonna be hologram Gene Wilder.
That's right.
That sounds awesome.
I think it's a good idea.
He's gonna show up on Coachella.
I think it's a good idea. Universal decided to reboot their monster series.
It was that mummy that was. Mm-hmm. Being rebooted.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good idea. Universal's had this property for years. Might as well do something with it, you know, and to reinvent it for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
So it's a good job.
I did find it kind of odd that the mummy in the trailer is what I wanted from the Enchantress.
Yeah, right?
Basically.
Right? That's a very... I never thought about that, but you're absolutely right. That is pretty crazy.
With your eyeballs splitting in half.
Yeah, that was pretty nuts. By the way, I found out that I was reading that Tom Cruise insisted that plane scene that's in the trailer was done in a vomit comment, is what he insisted on. Oh, yeah. So that's pretty cool. For all Tom Cruise's faults... That guy's a beast when he gets in front of the camera. So
yeah,
you know,
much respect, Tom Cruise.
You can't
he
fade.
He does a lot of running.
You can't fade TC. You can't fade TC.
You know what, Tom? You're so good at making movies. Just do whatever else you want.
That's right. He's handing down all that.
Stop giving him a hard time.
Don't stop, baby.
Yeah.
Keep handing out that LRH technology to the world. Anyway, sorry, I had to. I don't know why.
Keep running.
Also, we had another trailer, another unexpected trailer, but a big trailer nonetheless. We got our first trailer of Transformers The Last Knight. It's also on our Facebook page, facebook.com/TheNerdWatch.
You're hanging yourself with a mic.
We are seeing the return of Mark Wahlberg's character.
Yay!
And Optimus punches Bumblebee.
That's right. And freaking Anthony,
have to watch.
And freaking Anthony Hopkins is in a freaking Transformers
you know what this
movie.
Is? Transformers is a prequel for Westworld.
now that would be a crossover.
That's what it is.
That's incredible.
They're tying in the Transformers world into the Westworld.
I have to tell you,
we're having robots sex all day. With Autobots.
I cannot believe I'm saying this.
Why does he have a cowboy hat on?
After watching that trailer. I have to say
you
that.
You don't recognize me, Optimus?
After watching the Last Knight trailer, I am really interested to see where this goes.
Are you serious?
I tell you what.
Are you getting fooled for a fifth movie in
a row? No. Here's the thing. The only time I was fooled.
The movie I heard is that. What is it? Grimlock is the naughty dog to Optimus Prime.
The only time I was fooled was the first trailer of Transformers, the one with Shia LaBeouf and Megan Fox. That one I got fooled by, but I was never fooled by two or three or four.
You knew they were crap.
I knew they were going to be crap, and I watched them nonetheless. And the third one, second one was horrendous.
It's incredible.
The second one was horrendous.
There's a transforming planet. Something's going
on. The third one was decent, and then the fourth one was kind of eh. It was too much.
Robot Heaven.
Oh no! That was the second one. That was the garbage one. Revenge of the Fallen sucked. It was terrible. I hated that movie. But of course, it's in my collection because I have to own all of those stupid movies now.
I have proudly never seen one of them complete.
Wow. Well, I'm very interested as to with this. This trailer for me was actually compelling as compared to all the other trailers before it. So I was very shocked. I mean, we've got Anthony Hopkins. Josh Duhamel is returning as well from the other films.
Everybody's like, who?
Yeah, Josh Duhamel. He's the guy from Vegas. I want to know what the connection is with the whole Last Knight thing. I wonder if, like, the robots are going to be part
Anthony
of some
Hopkins.
Kind of round table or something. You know what
Anthony
I mean?
Anthony Hopkins if is the Last Knight.
Yeah.
Interesting. I wonder if they visited in the past. I mean, wasn't there what is the villain in that?
Unicron.
That's it. Yeah. Everybody's saying that's going to be Unicron. It's going to be
Unicron. Well, it was a transforming planet.
Yes, it was. It was a transforming planet for sure.
But it sure didn't look like a guy with a metal goatee and devil horns and a Reichstag helmet.
That's right.
So it's not Unicron.
Yeah. Well, I bet you it is.
We'll finally get that Unicron
toy then.
Yeah, well, we'll finally get something. But The Last Knight actually looks, I have to say, it's probably going to be, it's probably going to fool me. It's probably going to be, it's going to probably be too long. 2 hours and 45 minutes, almost 3 hours, guaranteed. So, I don't know. Did you watch it? Did anybody else watch the trailer for it?
I saw the trailer.
Yeah.
No!
Of course not.
I refuse to watch the trailer.
As soon as he saw something transform, he closed his eyes.
He closed his eyes for it. Yeah.
I tripped and fell and dropped my
phone. Is that what you did?
And now you have a new phone.
I started crying.
Nice, nice.
It's coming back.
I was like, no.
I thought we buried it.
No, Bay, why? No.
The Bay Bots are alive and well, and we'll see them next year on the big screen. Anyway, also something unexpected came up in the trailers that I had to post. It was a film starring Emma Watson, Tom Hanks, called The Circle.
The trailer looked...
The trailer looked rather like a very... It looked like a Google thriller.
Yeah.
You know what I mean,
like,
right?
We're connected to everything. You know everything.
Right.
And now we're going to mess up your life.
That's right.
I was like, oh, no, I'm getting flashbacks of The Net.
That's right. The Net with Sandra Bullock. Yeah. Awesome.
And Enemy of the State.
Enemy of the State with Will Smith wasn't bad either.
Half the planet.
That's with the wasn't that Matthew Lillard?
Yeah.
The planet. Like, oh my gosh, crazy. Did you watch The Circle there, Alika or Todd?
No.
You didn't. You should watch it. It's interesting.
The only thing I want to see Tom Hanks in is a David S. Pumpkin sketch.
Oh, is that what it is? That thing is going.
That is so awesome.
That thing went viral. That David S. Pumpkin.
I've never seen it.
It's freaking hilarious.
It's pretty funny.
Viral culture.
It's a classic.
You don't have to actually have first hand.
Watch the show.
It's a classic character.
I could have a whole conversation with somebody about it and never have seen it.
Right.
That's how pop culture works now. It's like you don't even have to participate.
No, you do not. It's very, very interesting. But yeah, Tom Hanks is going to be in it. I'm very interested to see how good it will be for sure. Those are the three big trailers that hit this week, and then didn't get very many movies this week either.
Wait, what about the Guardians 2?
Which one?
Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Oh, that's right.
Holy, are you serious?
How did I forget that?
He wanted to push Bayformers.
I know.
But you forgot all about Guardians 2?
I forgot Guardians
2. Wow, dude.
Okay.
I'm not even a Marvel fan, but I like that movie.
I'm ashamed. Anyway, Guardians of the Galaxy
2.
We got the first official, I would say teaser trailer, because there's no story elements yet, but the first teaser trailer of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
We know not to hit that button.
With a fantastic song by
Shakira.
No. Fox on the Run is by
Britney Spears.
No, stop it. Look it up. Fox on the Run is by, I can't remember the name of the band, but good song.
Zootopia. That sounds like a Zootopia song.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Anyway, I have to say that I was impressed by the Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 trailer.
Just impressed.
It looked
my goddamn socks off.
It looks very fun.
He wasn't even wearing any.
It's a weird metaphysical moment I had.
There was also, oddly enough, there was backlash. Did you read about that?
Don't quote some right-wing website.
No. Did you hear? No. This is,
don't give me some.
No. This is some. No. This is some liberal.
This is something that Greg came up
with.
Oh,
this is real.
No. Apparently, there was backlash from the liberal left that they had. No. That apparently, because what's her face didn't say anything in the trailer, they felt that she got marginalized. Gamora. Yeah.
The
shut up.
You mean the silent assassin?
No, I'm telling you to shut up.
I'm serious. I'm serious.
That is not an issue to anybody.
And this
week, this is a damn trailer.
I'm telling you, it's already been out there. What's it, Matthew Sweet?
This is something that the right wing nut jobs made an article about their left wing. No,
I'm telling
like,
you right now.
Look at those left wing idiots. Even though we wrote this article about them,
you can't read anything that you can't believe anything that you read on InfoWars.
I don't even watch InfoWars.
Alex Jones is a
no.
Prophet.
I don't even know what the hell that is. Is he? Nice.
You've
nice to know.
Bush did 9/11. And I know it. Thanks to Alex Jones.
But yes, that was a bit of a controversy, ironically enough. But getting back to the trailer.
There's no controversy.
Right, Gamora. There shouldn't be, but there is. That's the thing.
Look, I'm tapped into the left wing, my friend. Nobody is giving a crap about Gamora being marginalized.
Gamora was kicking ass in this trailer, you know, and taking names.
We barely got to see anything.
Yeah, and she dominated the trailer. She had a lot of action.
She's not the type that, like, talks while she's beating up people.
What kind of dialogue are we supposed to be
getting?
That's
Star-Lord's thing.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying.
And you know what? Mantis had a lot of lines.
Yeah, I thought it was
fine.
She's
a girl.
That's what I said. I thought that I didn't have a problem with it.
DJ said on the live feed that his favorite scene was when Drax was laughing his ass off at Star-Lord.
Yeah. That was a...
Do me next! Do me!
Yeah, I'm very interested to see... I can't wait to see another trailer to get the story. But what we saw so far was
I don't need
really
story. The whole movie could be that. Flashed in non-story-making-sense sequence. Yeah. And I would just be like, I love this. Yeah. I will watch this for 5 hours.
I have to tell you...
I like popcorn so much.
Yeah, I would blow through like...
There.
Yeah,
and watch the whole thing.
And that is that is coming out in, is it May?
After credits,
May 2017. I can't remember.
August.
No, it's not coming out. It's actually coming. It's I think it's leading summer this year.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Oh.
So it's May. It's
so
already,
next year sometime.
Early.
When it comes out, you know.
And apparently this Sunday is going to be the premiere trailer for Furious 8, or Fast and Furious 8, by the way. For those of you that actually care, there's going to be a Fast and Furious 8 trailer. And we're going to see what all the hullabaloo between The Rock and Vin Diesel was.
And will it be Furious?
It definitely will be both of those things. So... I'm not excited to see that.
Will it be too fast?
It will. It definitely won't be too fast.
Perhaps too furious.
It's already been too fast and too furious.
That's been for 7 movies.
Well, now it's going to be 8 fast and 8 furious.
That's right.
Will it be drifting in Tokyo?
Furious. Well, it was Furious 7, so that means Fast 8. Is that right? And then we're back to Furious and Furious 9. I don't know. I'm assuming.
This is like Windows numbering. They're just going to skip to 10.
Right, exactly. They're just going to skip to 10.
It's going
to
be Fast and Furious XP.
Right. Fast and Furious XP.
It's going to be Fast and Furious 2016.
At least as long as it's not Fast and Furious Vista. I think we're okay.
Yeah. That was bogged down quite a bit. That thing bogged down quite a bit. Anyway, moving on from movie trailers, because we got to get this this show on the road. Television is taking its fall break officially as of this week, I believe. Yeah. Most shows are doing mid-season finales. We saw The Flash mid-season finale today. Everybody's taking a break for the Christmas season. We'll be back in late January. And one of the shows that, of course, we had The Flash and Arrow and Supergirl and The Legends of Tomorrow, the big stuff for CW that had their crossover event last week. That stuff is all fine and good, but there's something else that Alika thought he wanted to mention because he wanted to talk about it and get everybody interested in it. Westworld
has been incredible. That's not the one I wanted to get into, but
Westworld has been a big one.
But it was the last episode, right?
Westworld's been incredible. Yeah,
the last episode for season one.
Yeah,
no, that's it.
Episode
it's
10.
Over.
Right,
they're not renewing. It's
and then
over.
This Sunday is the last episode of Walking Dead.
Yep.
That's great. Mid-season finale.
Right.
But interestingly enough, we want to go.
The only one alive.
We're diverging a bit off of the beaten path and talking about a BBC show that Alika wanted to speak of called Dirk BBC. Gently.
Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency.
Correct, sir.
So good.
Now.
And I didn't think I would like it because. And, you know, I didn't.
Because he hates English accents.
Because it's got Elijah Wood in it.
Well, that's the thing is, I thought Elijah Wood, first of all, since he's a big star, would be the title character, which he's not.
Right.
I remember seeing something about it like a while back, and I was like, oh, Frodo's in a thing.
And I thought it was going to be like that show with the dog, him being the dog in it, and you kind of have to be like a hipster.
Right.
And really have a deadpan, you know, sensibilities to enjoy it. But no, it was like really out there, and that's why I wanted to ask you about, I don't know what you know about it was created by Douglas Adams.
When you
right?
say you, do you mean Todd?
Todd. I'm talking
yeah,
to Todd.
Todd knows.
Todd knows everything.
That windbag over there.
I've always claimed
when I don't know something that I don't know, and I don't know that either. So I don't know.
Do you, Todd, really claim that you don't know?
I don't know. You know, I
has he done
well,
that?
I know a bunch of stuff. I don't. But I'll come up with a bunch of stuff. It's set in a setting that's not unlike modern day London.
All right, it's in America.
Well, listen. Why don't you?
How many?
It's kind of like London.
Why don't you explain what Dirk Gently is for those who don't know?
About it. Tell me about it. Give me interest.
Well,
in
the
it.
Show it's difficult to explain because it's such a weird, wacky show. It takes place in like, you know, I'm pretty sure the original concept was by Douglas Adams, and the comics right now aren't written by him, of course, but there's been multiple comic series right now. There's one. On out right now called Salmon of Doubt. It's a miniseries.
Salmon?
I haven't read any of Dirk Gently's comics. And you know, it's...
Also, the holistic thing is just like a story arc?
No. Actually, that's... Well, according to the TV show, that's what it's all about, is the line that everybody says is everything is connected. And what's going on is there's... It's a lot of this... body swapping, cosmic coincidence sensing. Like, there's different beings who can tap into this and, you know what's going on. And then there's this one crazy lady who just goes around murdering people. And she, like, after somebody's left alive during one of her murdering rampages, and they're all shocked looking at her, she just, like, I've never killed the wrong person. So it's, like, this weird, like, it's going somewhere, but you have no idea where. And even the characters have no idea about the currents that they're swept up in. So it's, you don't feel bad for not knowing what's going on. It's not like one of those shows where everyone's like, there's a secret and I know it and you're going to find it out at the end of the season. It's like everybody's clueless. It's great.
So it sounds like it is almost a take off of The Frighteners is what it sounds like to me.
No, you're not dealing with... ghosts and spirits, but there's people swapping souls in their bodies, but they're using tech to do it.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's almost got steampunk sensibilities in that sense. Is there was this, it was called the infinite energy machine that this guy supposedly invented in the 1800s,
right.
It actually turned out, and there's like three switches on it, and there's three distinct dates. And as the show goes on, you find out that that's a date that somebody dies on, but you know, and it turns out to be, you know, I don't want to spoil anything too much, but it's not what they thought it was. It's not an infinite energy device.
Is it currently currently like six episodes, like most BBC shows are?
It's on episode 7. Just came out, and I think, or
okay.
Either episode 6 or 7. I haven't watched the last one.
I think they're on demand too, aren't they?
They're on demand on BBC America. Yeah,
cool.
So
check it out, Dirk Gently.
Yeah, I got caught up, man. I didn't think I would like that at all. I thought it was going to be like too weird for me,
mm-hmm.
But the weirdness is good. I like it. It's a good weird.
The one time you want,
I like it weird.
It's weird that the one time you wanted Todd to actually show up,
I know,
and Todd. He doesn't even contribute.
I'm glad he's leaving.
I mean, well, Douglas Adams wrote Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, right?
Yeah, exactly. And you know how that is with cosmic weirdness and how nothing. Everything is random, but everything makes sense in some way.
Yeah.
It's done with that sensibility or that kind of view on the universe. And I don't know how to articulate it that well because I'm not a big Douglas Adams guy, but you can definitely get that vibe from it.
Yeah.
Don't forget your towel seems so random, but then all of a sudden it makes sense as the movie.
You don't read his stuff, do you?
I haven't read Hitchhiker's Guide. I saw the movie, and the movie was great. But I didn't read the books or anything like that.
Mm. Gotcha. So check it out. Dirk Gently is on BBC America as we speak. If you haven't seen it, on demand, you should check it out. When is it?
I don't know the schedule.
Every
I've been
time
watching it
on
demand. Yeah.
So every time it's on, just look for BBC America. Search it. Dirk Gently. D-I-R-K. That's it. Dirk. Shut up, Todd. Okay. Anyway.
Dirk Gently.
Dirk Gently.
Gently Dirk me.
It is, of course,
that's
Tuesday.
That's the name of the podcast.
Gently Dirk me. Okay, I'll make note of that.
Yeah,
that's a no.
it is, of course, Tuesday, so that means new games, new movies come out on Tuesdays, and this week we've got straight to digital because the disc comes out on the 20th. Magnificent Seven has finally hit digital HD,
cool.
Which is very cool. A great movie if you've not seen Magnificent Seven. It was spectacularly fun. It's available. if you've not watched it. Of course, next week is the Suicide Squad. War Dogs is currently just digital HD as well. And yeah, that's pretty much it, I think. And Secret Life of Pets. If no one's seen Secret Life of Pets, it's direct to digital as we speak right now. It's not on disc as of yet, so I know that's available. And yeah, check out some of those things. And speaking of games, Dead Rising 4 came out today. If you're a big Xbox fan, Dead Rising 4 came out. Very different from the other Dead Risings. I've been too busy playing Final Fantasy 15. So
getting into it.
Actually, I'm surprised at myself for how much I'm into Final Fantasy 15. It's actually really good.
It's not old school grindy though.
You know what the weird thing is?
I have to JRPG grind.
I tell you what, it is. It's interesting how it works because it is different, but it doesn't have that grindy feel. Although you want to do some of that stuff. I am about maybe 12 hours into this thing, and if anyone knows anything about Final Fantasy, that is like barely. Scratching
that's
the
like
surface.
Past the tutorial.
Yeah, right. You know, it's like I'm 12 hours in and it's like chapter 3. So it's
12 hours in and it's like I can cast stuff now.
Yeah, right. Well, what's cool is that they've kind of it's kind of like they've done a mix of the best of both worlds. They have taken what a traditional Western RPG is and mixed it with the JRPG sensibilities. This is the first, and I have to say, I was worried about it before. This is a very mature Kingdom Hearts kind of battle system. It works. I like it a lot. I'm very surprised that I like it. I mean, I'm level 20 at this point, and there are things at level 16 that could kick my butt if I'm not careful. So it's I have to tell you, the story makes no sense. It's one of those things.
So it's about a K-pop band that's journeying across America.
All I know is that this guy Noctis is marrying Luna Freya, who happens to be their two kingdoms are rivals, and the marriage of these two are supposed to bring peace. There's a whole lot more than that, but that's all I'm picking up at this point. But what drives this Final Fantasy game is those four K-pop band members are very fun to pay attention to. They are very good protagonists, and they're enjoyable. They're the most memorable. They're the most memorable characters since, at least for me, Final Fantasy IX. So, because I'm a huge Final Fantasy IX guy. No random battles. Those are gone. You can actually walk up to things and battle them now, which is really nice for me because I always hated random battles. But there's a ton of side stuff to do. It's ridiculous. And I'm shocked at how much I like Final Fantasy 15. I'm in total shock. I don't want to stop playing. It's that good. So, it's a lot of fun. I like the fact that it's Western RPG influenced because there seems to be, I like having a list of quests to do. That's what I like. I like to look at my quest list and go, ooh, I want to do that, or ooh, I want to do that. So, good on Square Enix for doing what they did with Final Fantasy 15. Some of the purists may not enjoy it as much per se, but I will say that it's worth it. And once you get your hands on it, I think you'll like it.
No, I'm sure I will. And people that are watching probably were wondering why I let you run off with it for so long without saying anything. I haven't picked it up.
Right.
But I do have friends and colleagues that have. And they're giving me constant feedback. I'm even watching some of their games as they stream it.
Mm-hmm.
And, they're just giving me constant feedback as they're playing through. So I get a general idea of what the gameplay is about and whatnot. And, like you said, there is no storyline, really, other than the whole marriage plot and whatnot. But, yeah,
they say those can get filled if you watch the movies, and I'm like, I'm not here to watch the movie.
There is, like, I've already seen the movies, so it, you know, it's nothing new to me.
Oh, so you'll be up to speed then. Yeah. Okay, cool.
It's the camaraderie between the four.
Yes.
That really draws you in.
Yes, it does.
And at the end of the second act, well, I don't want to spoil anything, but
it's interesting how the world keeps opening up. Like, after Chapter 3, the world just kind of
That's one of the things that frustrated me, because I'm the grindy type. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to go out and just farm billions of these mobs and get my XP up and max stats, everything. You know, just min-max the hell out and then move on to the next.
But now you're just
Now they'll tell you,
right?
No, you can't go here,
right?
It's like, but I can beat those,
right?
I want to beat those.
And on top of that, you're not leveling it anymore the way you used to. It's you actually have to bank all your experience. You have to rest. And then you'll level.
Yeah.
So it's interesting, and I actually think it kind of works. So
I do like the spellcrafting system, though.
It's cool. It's definitely cool. So
it's not just you're leveling up like Blizzaga and Firaga and all that. It's you can combine
right.
stuff. So there's like a poison fire that you can do.
Yes.
There's water attacks.
Right.
That change to ice.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy. It's
pretty nuts.
It's pretty crazy. So if you haven't checked it out, Final Fantasy XV, coming from a guy who's not a huge fan of Final Fantasy at all, that's me, I'm telling you, Final Fantasy XV, right now at least, is where it's at. It's really, really good.
I like that the combat system is set up so that every fight, even the grindy fights, are always different.
Yeah, they are. They're very different. So check it out. Final Fantasy XV is worth every penny. I rented it first before I bought it, and I wish I had just bought it. So now, anyway, check it out, Final Fantasy XV. Anyway... it's almost time for us to get out of here. So one thing I want to mention to you guys is that we are doing the Rogue One premiere over at Maui Mall Megaplex on the 15th of December. You guys are going to have to come check it out with us, minus Todd Bernardi, who won't be there. So check out myself, Alika. You can win tickets right now on MauiWatch.com for Rogue One. Join us at the premiere. You are not going to want to miss out on a Star Wars, Rogue One, a Star Wars story. It's going to be epic. It's the first time ever we get an offshoot of a Star Wars movie that you're not going to want to miss. So make sure you guys follow us on Facebook at Facebook.com/TheNerdWatch. Make sure
Star
you guys...
Star Wars Christmas.
Star
Wars Christmas.
Well...
it's a holiday special.
We don't talk about holiday special.
It's... what about the movies with the...
Caravan of Courage
and
the Ewok Adventure.
You're
not going to
be there. The Ewok Adventures are canon.
We don't talk about those.
But, I mean, those are offshoots, right?
Todd? It's like Fight Club.
You don't talk about it?
You don't talk about it. Anyway, follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/TheNerdWatch.
You're
not going to be there.
Follow us on Instagram at @The_NerdWatch. You can follow us on YouTube at NerdWatch Nation. And people that are watching and people that are listening, please check us out at www.patreon.com/TheNerdWatch. That's patreon.com/TheNerdWatch. And you guys can get some cool rewards for helping us out, donating some change, a buck or two here or there. Check us out at patreon.com/TheNerdWatch. We are out of time, boys and girls, so we will see you guys next week. Suicide Squad will be out. Maybe we'll have seen the extended cuts by then. I don't know. We'll see. But for Todd and for Format and for Alika and myself
Ghost Gannon
and myself, G-Money, peace out, much love, and most assuredly, always stay nerdy.
Happy birthday, Sean.
And happy birthday to Silent Sean.
That's why Ghost Gannon isn't here.
That's why Ghost Gannon isn't here. So,
Ghost Gannon is here, buddy.
Yeah, so until next week, we say to you guys, Aloha.
Aloha.
You ruined it, Todd.
you ruined it.
Sorry, is that...
Yeah.
Should we do another take?
Again.
Okay. Aloha.
Aloha. Was it worse?
Cut.
Is it better than that time?
This is the first one.
Todd, I'm not going to miss you at all.
I'm not.
Ewok chowder.